they say about blondes? Scott Sloan Show here, 700 WLW. So, my girl Cherie Pullello, who I got to hang with, this was last Saturday night at the new Renaissance Hotel in the ballroom there for the Dragonfly Foundation Gala, which we raised over $100,000, which is awesome. Cherie was, of course, the MC of the event. It's always good to see my friend from the Power of Five. How are you?
Hi there. Good morning. Did you just say, what do they say about blondes?
I never said that.
I bet that's what you said.
No. I never said that. So you're coming on the show to
clarify and say, of course, this isn't real. I wish that was my excuse.
So this is funny. Cherie has a story tonight at 6 o'clock. So tell us about the story.
Okay. So listen, you know, we always do, you know, we're always looking for new things that are going on around here. And I had a woman call me, you know, over, I don't know, a couple of months ago and said, do you realize we're one of only five locations in the country doing this new type of radiation oncology for pets,
right?
Dogs and cats who have cancer. And yeah. I said, no, you know, so I talked to my producers about it and our news director, and we did the story. So it airs tonight at 6 o'clock. We have a boxer. Her name's Maple. She's 7. This is a family that they are.
Oh, she's a good girl.
She's the cutest thing ever. Of course, she's like licking my face in the story. But she has a brain tumor at the bottom of her brain stem. And literally, without this procedure, she maybe had weeks to months to live.
Uh-huh.
And now, because of this specific type of radiation, the way I understand it, I'm certainly, you know, not a doctor, but it's much more targeted. So they are able to really zap the tumor. And also what it does is it doesn't affect anything else. And, you know, in Maple's situation, it's in the brain. And what was going on and what still happens with all these other types of cancer treatments, especially for pets, is the radiation sort of hits everything around it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's hitting everything in the brain or everything in the stomach. Where this type of radiation that's being done with PetCure is really targeted, it doesn't hit other things, and it takes far fewer treatments. So in this case, this boxer, oh my gosh, she really is the sweetest thing. You know, her butt's just, you know, going crazy because she has, you know, such a little tail.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of 20 treatments, it's done in 3. And Saloni, I know that you're familiar with this, but it, you know, I think a lot of people aren't. And let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you what, we can do stories night after night on WLWT Channel 5, where, you know, people die. And,
I think that was a plug.
And, you know, there's, you know, violence on our street.
Right.
And we do a story about animals being neglected or abused or something involving
right.
animals, and we are flooded with emails and calls. So people care, and people are driving literally hundreds of miles from all over the country to get their pet treated now here in Cincinnati.
So here's why I was laughing at you being blonde and all that.
Okay.
Is that so? Like a year ago, I had Doug Hoffman, who's the director of medicine there at DVM, Stephanie Sirion, and so they've been a client of mine for like a year and a half.
So we're a little late to the game.
Well, I was going to tease you about leading the way.
Leading the way after WLW.
You're like, hey, yeah, you know, and we come out and talk about this thing. I'm like, yeah, people are coming from all over. Well, let me guess, care center vets. That's
exactly.
Awesome.
Okay. So,
no, it's good. Somebody heard it and they said, hey, this. But I've had him on multiple times about this, but no, I think it's so awesome because I mean, literally. If you have it, and I know Maple because I was there for the ribbon cutting when they opened the Stereotactic Radiosurgery Center there, and Maple and another dog were there from Pittsburgh, and their owners brought in and the other dog. It was I think it was one treatment, and the dog walked out on his own power and had a tumor in her snout, and it totally cured it. Like they said, the dog was going to die within 90 days, and the dog is like I think 7 or 8 now.
Listen, I'm a
Incredible.
Crazy pet owner. I mean, anybody
yes.
who, you know, knows me knows. I have 3 dogs right now, a cat. I'm that person who will risk their life
you are.
Pulling over on the side of a highway to save a dog, right? And look, it's expensive. It's not something that's for everyone. But let's face it, if you're a huge animal lover, and like this woman who is the owner of Maple kept saying to
right.
us, I say all the time, she's my, you know, our child. And if our child were dying, I would spend the money. And she's relatively young, no, Maple 7. And, and the vets are saying, look, if she has this, it's likely she could live another 2 more years. You know, that's a long time for people, you know, when your pet is your baby.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so, you know, it is going to cost them probably about $9,000 to $10,000. But the thing is if you do any other type of, you know, cancer treatment for your pet, it's likely going to cost the same, if not more, and you're going to, you know, make 20, you know, visits.
Well,
to,
it's a family member, right? And I mean, if you have the means, and for a lot of people, that's out of reach. I get that. But the cool part about, like, anything with technology, Cherie Pullello from the Power of Five, is that as they continue to do this, it's going to lower the cost for everybody. I mean, that's the way it is. The early adopters pay a lot, and then, you know, wine, it becomes more of a commodity. But I think we're blessed in this regard is that here in Cincinnati, we have Care Center Vets, and they do this stuff. And if your pet has what they, you know, oncology issues, they can actually treat that right here in Cincinnati. People are coming from all over the – I think the closest one, the other one they said is in – I'm not quite sure. I want to say it's west of Chicago even. So it's pretty substantial. People are from Chicago are coming down here. So right. I think it's even farther west.
Right now, they told me there are five sites. There are five pet cure sites across the country. And it's growing so much that they're going to open five more by the end of this year. They've already treated in our area more than 100, about 120 pets that have come from all over. So I think it just goes to show that people are willing to do, you know, if they can, if they have the means, they're going to do what they can to save their animal.
Right.
Look, exactly. I'm that person who would, you know, drive hundreds of miles and pay for a hotel if it meant saving my relatively young animal.
You totally would.
Maybe over my kids some days.
Right. Well, you did a story years ago about my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law about the dog that it ran away. And then, like, I think it was like 7 months later, they wound up, the dog came back.
Yes.
Carrot.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how it is.
I know that story with you. Hey, man, if I hear an animal story, you're the only person I call. I go, Pullello, you got to do this.
I know. Listen, right before I called you, I had three dogs in bed with me.
Right. Well, you've got boys too. You got to have dogs if you have kids.
Yeah, I mean, I just think they add so much to your house if you're willing to. You know, they can be high maintenance.
Yeah,
at times,
no doubt.
I often say my dogs are so much easier than any one of my kids or family members.
Oh, there's many times where I said I like the dogs better than like my own kids. I love my kids, but I don't always like them.
Exactly.
So, it's just challenging.
Yeah.
No, and I'm glad you're doing the story too, because you know you get to actually see it. Because I can talk about it, or whatever, but you see it and you go, you get it. You know, you see Doug Hoffman and the people over there that actually they care so much about your animal too. I think that's a cool thing.
Oh, they were so wonderful. Yeah. They really were. They you know, they really take care of these the families along with the patient. They help them line up the hotels and transportation and that sort of thing if they're traveling from out of town. And you know what I didn't realize, Sloane, that cancer is the number one non-accidental cause of death in pets. I didn't realize that.
I didn't know
cancer.
That.
12 million dogs and cats are diagnosed with it every year. And I, you know, so I venture to say a lot of your listeners have gone through that where they've had to make that tough decision and say, you know, I had what I thought was a relatively, you know, young, healthy, you know, dog or cat, and I have to make this tough decision.
Yeah. And I mean, it is, it's fortunate we have that. As I said, it's just going to get more affordable as the years go on and the more people do it and the technology is going to get better too. So, I mean, it's the coolest thing, like with Maple, is they zapped the tumor in you know, three visits. She was fine. And, you know, she's, you know what, 7, 8 years old now. The other dog was the same thing. But normally they would just have to put him down on the spot and said, there's going to be no good outcome for this poor animal.
Right. Or, you know, like the vet was explaining to me that, you know, you've got a, you know, I don't know, we'll say the boxer or a dog that then loses an ear or has eyesight problems because the radiation before was, you know, hitting so many different areas, it was causing them other problems, you know, and then they wouldn't lead a healthy life after it.
Right.
Obviously, you don't want to spend this kind of money and then have just a sick, injured pet for the remainder of their life.
All right, Cherie Pullello tonight with this great story about Care Center Vets. And what time's it running?
Okay, tonight at 6 o'clock, WLWT. I love you. I miss talking with you.
I know, right? I've talked to you now twice in 2 weeks. We got to stop this.
It's to your wife, too. You know, she's my favorite.
Yeah, she's the best, isn't she?
I want her to be my best friend.
Well, we can fix that.
What your viewers don't know, or your viewers, your listeners,
my listeners.
See, I'm in television land now, is how cool your wife is.
Yeah, she's awesome, isn't she?
She is.
I got pretty lucky, but don't tell her that. It's going to go right to her head.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. You have a great afternoon.
Cherie Polello from the Power of Five on News Radio 7 WLW, Scott Sloan Show.